T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fan Hotline brought to you by workers' compensation law firm of Hall and Capitis. That's where we find our good friend, former Steelers linebacker, host here on 93.7 The Fan. He's a Steelers expert, the great Arthur Motes, joining us here as we sort through this very hectic time in both real life and in sports. It's Toronto bombshell, where they're shutting down the city to public events through June 30th. Arthur, when you were with the Bills, did you play regular season games in Toronto?
Yeah, man. We played one regular season game and one preseason game in Toronto annually. That was like our second home up there, man.
So do you think, as we kind of navigate our way through this kind of very strange, serious time, do you think it's actually feasible or realistic that they could get NFL players, if it came down to it, if they needed to get teams in one location and play the entire season in one location, they could actually do that?
Wow. That would be pretty tough, man. Just when you think about how large NFL rosters are, finding a place that's going to be able to keep all of them there. I mean, when you think about just the room and board, the lodging element of it, and then the scheduling of practices and things like that, I think that would be very tough logistically.
Well, you're also then asking, like, coach, all these people are presumably staying away from their families, like,
yeah,
fully quarantined. So you've got, like, you've got 53 times 32. You got something like 1,600 players. Then you've got the support personnel.
That doesn't count the practice squad players either.
Right. Okay, so add them in because they got to be there. Then you've got the support personnel. Now you're pushing 2,500 people at least. I didn't even mention all the coaches, all the broadcasters. It feels like you have to find a place where you can self-contain about 4,000 people. Oh, and by the way, you don't get to see your families because we've got to play the season.
Yeah, I personally don't think that that's going to happen, man, in terms of the guys agreeing to that, because like you said, it doesn't just affect the players. It affects the coaches, even the officials, even, you know, the laundry men, the maintenance people and the field crews and stuff like that. It's a lot of people that would be affected by this. And the fact that you'd be essentially doing it without the fans, that's going to have an effect on the revenue as well. So I just don't see that as being the most feasible option, honestly.
Arthur, I don't know if I've asked you this before. Where do you come down on the NFL expanding from 12 to 14 team playoff?
I wasn't necessarily a fan of it. I felt like you kind of water down or dilute the product a little bit by adding an additional playoff team in each conference. I know the past 2 years, the Steelers would have benefited from it, but let's be real about it. When we have won the scene, the Pittsburgh Steelers led by Duck Hodges against the Kansas City Chiefs, not at all. So for me, man, I'm not the biggest fan of it, but at the same time, I understand for the NFL as a brand, it just makes them bigger because now you're going to have more eyes locked in. You're going to tap into more fan bases, obviously, during this that wild card weekend in particular. And it really takes away the significance of if you're only a 2 seed. Like, if you're not the 1 seed, nothing else matters right now because you don't get the bye week unless you're that 1 overall seed. So I think in that regard, I like the competitiveness of it, but it definitely is going to – I see the pros and the cons with it, put it like that.
Arthur, one of my problems, and I'd have to go back through the numbers and even look if this would have been the case in any given year since like 1990, but just for argument's sake, say in a 16-game season with 14 playoff teams, somehow one conference is just unbelievably weak, and the seventh team in has a 6-10 record. They're a bad football team by pretty much any objective measure, and then somehow, by hook or crook, they get red hot and go all the way to a Super Bowl and win it. Wouldn't that, what would the record be, I guess, 10-10 at that point or whatever? Wouldn't that sort of, that would bother me as a football fan that a team that wins four games in a row to win the Super Bowl ends up 10 up, 10 down for a 20-game season. That would bug me.
No, I definitely see your point, man, but I guess the rebuttal to that, or to play devil's advocate, is we cheer and applaud that when it's March Madness, though. We all love all of those small schools, the mid-majors, the Cinderella stories who've come in with, you know, mediocre records, and they beat a two-seed, or they knock off a five-seed, and they make a run to the Elite Eight or the Final Four. We applaud that. So I think it would be something similar to that, but I also think it's highly unlikely, just because in the NFL, when you're playing in those playoff games, it's so much preparation that goes into it. Whereas in March Madness, it's so rapid fire. You don't have enough time to game plan and scheme like that for an opponent.
Arthur Motes, our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. Arthur, ESPN has the Steelers taking a quarterback with the 49th pick in the draft. What's your reaction if that somehow comes true, if that's a clairvoyant pick, that it's a quarterback to the Steelers with their top pick? What would Arthur Motes' reaction to that be?
I wouldn't be the biggest fan of it. I feel like at that 49th spot, you should go best player available, just because you don't really have the glaring holes right now. I mean, I think the Steelers did a really good job in terms of the pickups that they made through free agency. Obviously, the Ebron is the biggest splash signing in this class, but every pick that they've made has filled a need. And I'm on your side in terms of the Jameis Winston train. I would much rather them go ahead and bring him in, potentially, if that deal could get worked out, versus them drafting a guy at 49 who's not even going to be able to play this year, more than likely.
Arthur, when you look at the Steelers roster, and let's just assume all things are equal, there's somebody that you like at various positions on the field, comparable ability, available. What position would you want to see them address at 49? What is the highest priority for Arthur Motes?
Yeah, so for me, man, I'm going to say inside linebacker. When we look at Devin Bush, we know he's a stud. We know what he's capable of. But we know that right now, as the roster stands, you're looking at either Vince Williams being his running mate predominantly, or you're going with the younger guy, Ulysses Gilbert. Now, we know with Vince, he's an excellent run stopper. He's great in terms of blitzing, but the coverage element is where he would struggle at. And unless you want to get to the point where you're tipping your hand, having to go to so many sub packages to compensate for the lack of having another cover linebacker with Devin, I think that you would draft a guy who has that athletic ability, who can run and cover, and you put him out there with Devin, and then you see those guys really go to work.
Arthur, where do you come down on my – I got another big idea. My new idea is the Steelers should take what is $8 million plus in cap space – mm-hmm. And sign Clay Matthews to a one-year deal and have him as your Bud Dupree insurance. And that way you don't go into the draft thinking like, oh, my God, we have to get somebody behind these outside linebackers. And what happens if Dupree takes all a training camp off and you're sitting there sweating again thinking about what happened with Le'Veon Bell?
I'm personally not a fan of an $8 million insurance policy.
No, I'm saying that's how much cap space they have. I'm saying they got space.
Got you. Man, well, I look at it this way, man. Obviously, Clay is a great player. You see his numbers. They've spoke for themselves throughout his career. And I don't think it would hurt to bring in a guy like that. But at the same time, I think I would much rather spend that money on, say, a Nigel Bradham, who could come in and play inside linebacker and come in and compete right now. Whereas with Clay, if Bud doesn't work out, we're going to use him. So I don't think I would rather spend that money as a hope. This doesn't go wrong, but if it does, this package, see, I would much rather spend it on something that I know I'm going to get used from.
But how much does the third out – so you played this position. How much does the third outside linebacker play in a game? How many snaps, roughly, ballpark?
Well, I'll say this, man. It's changed from when I was here in Pittsburgh to where they're doing it now. When I was here, we would split it 50-50. It was games where I would get 30, sometimes 40 snaps, depending on the flow. Whereas now, the way they're doing it, that third linebacker, if he's playing both sides, that's the key part, because some guys can only play the right side, some guys only play the left side. So this is a guy who can truly play right or left. He might get 15 snaps total in terms of being at outside linebacker.
Arthur, I'm going to do like a a hypothetical draft night thing. Obviously, it won't have the pomp and circumstance because it's not going to be the usual production. With the 49th pick in the 2020 NFL draft, the Steelers select Jonathan Taylor, running back, Wisconsin. Arthur Moch, cheering that or going, not so sure?
I'm cheering it because, obviously, running back is a position where you can say there is a need, just depending on how you view James Conner and his health and how you view Benny Snell and the leap you think he can or cannot take. So I like the fact that if you bring in Jonathan Taylor, he is a guy who can produce. The thing that I'm not a fan of is with the OTAs more than likely not going to happen, with training camp potentially being condensed, I'm not a fan of putting a rookie running back out there to have to protect Ben Roethlisberger. I'm not a big fan of putting a rookie running back out there who hasn't had the amount of time and reps to understand pass protections at this level and understand ball security at this level and have him out there right away. So that was the only thing that I would be a little bit hesitant about with that pick.
Was Arthur Moats into the 1990 Chicago Bulls?
Absolutely. I mean, granted, I was young, and we're not going to, like, not 1990, but as that thing progressed, you know, especially when you got to 94, 95, 96, like, that's more of me watching and things like that and actually understanding.
Were you rooting for those Bulls teams? His last hurrah, were you rooting for Michael Jordan to go out a champion? Were you wearing Jordans? Did you have Bulls gear at home?
So I had a Michael Jordan jersey. I could not afford Jordans at the time, which is why now I have so many Jordan sneakers because I am absolutely obsessed with them. But back then I couldn't afford them. So I did have the red Chicago Bulls 23 Michael Jordan jersey. I think it was Champion at the time, the one
I
had.
Oh, yeah, yep, yep.
Yeah, yeah, and I absolutely love that jersey. I think I have a childhood pick with me and my cousin. He had the black pinstripe jersey, and I was jealous because I loved how the black looked because Jordan would wear the white and black Jordans to go with that one. So, yeah.
Arthur, best version of the Air Jordan sneaker, which one? The 11s?
Oh, man. The 11s are timeless. I feel like 11, 12, or 1. The Jordan 1 is a shoe that you can dress up or dress down, but that 11, the Space Jam in particular, or the Concord, you can't go wrong with those.
I'm now hoping that the Nickelodeon crew that is going to call that NFL wildcard game is, like, super critical
and,
like, really hard on the players. Wouldn't that just be great, Chris? If it's just there, like,
you know what? He should go to his room right now. I'm not mad at so and so. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah.
Arthur, I think you should audition for that. I think you'd be great as a Nickelodeon color analyst on an NFL playoff game.
Oh, yeah, you'd be fun. People would love it.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, that's something I'm gonna have to look into, man. But Nickelodeon with this is gonna be different for me because my whole perception of Nickelodeon does not scream football, does not scream serious. You know, when I think of Nickelodeon, I think of slime and fun and, you know, just make jokes and stuff about it. I think of Good Burger. Remember that movie? That's what I think of when I think of Nickelodeon.
What is the all-time Nickelodeon show?
Oh, man.
I grew up when I would go to, like, Cleveland and go to my grandma's house. I'd watch, like, My Brother and Me. That was a cool show.
Hey Arnold. Hey Arnold, yep. Football
head. Hey Arnold, man. That was my thing, man.
What about
Ren and Stimpy was big in my day.
Ooh,
what about Nickelodeon Guts, the aggro crag?
Yep, that was like a little Olympic-style thing for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Rugrats was also large in its day.
Yeah, like
was Doug on Nickelodeon?
Yeah, yeah. Yep, Doug was.
That's epic.
Yeah, he was.
Ren and Stimpy?
I just said that, Chris.
No, I wasn't paying attention
to you.
Listen
to you, Pony. Come on, man.
Hey, Arthur, yeah, stay safe. We'll continue to social distance and talk to you down the line, okay?
No doubt, man. Sounds good. Y'all keep washing your hands, too.
Okay, we'll do. Thank you. Chris, do you have to, like, are you washing Lennox's hands a lot more, too?
Yeah, more than we normally do, because the kid loves to put his hands in his mouth.
So how is he with the hand washing? Is he?
No, he thinks that's fun.
Is he okay with
he's,
it?
Like, close to water where he can, in his mind, like, splash and make a giant mess. He has, ever since this started, so we've been doing this, like, March 12th, my birthday is, like, my line of demarcation for this really hitting the fan as far as people, like, taking note of it. He has been licking random objects in the house. Like, he has a train table. Licks it now for no reason.
That's weird.
Like, he knows that that's stressing us out, and that's why he's doing it more.
So you think he's that smart? Well, he's doing it just to get on your nerves?
Maybe not licking things like that, but we know he's plenty smart enough that we know he does certain things to get a reaction from us. He'll run to the dog bowls and
Father
put
like
stuff
son?
In the dog bowls.
Apple yes. doesn't fall that far from the old tree.
He'll
huh?
run to the dog bowl and he'll run to the dog bowl and mess with the dog's water bowl because he knows one of us is going to come barging in there.
Has he said Baker yet?
That's funny. No, we're hoping that that.
Oh, we almost lost.
Maybe
Chris
he'll say.
There.
Maybe yep. he'll say Hooper, Stefanski.
We're losing you again, Chris. Text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly.
Njoku.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.